Okay, Parshas Drachim, we are in the Drush Asiri. So, loosely connected, I guess, to what we said last time, he starts with the following Yisod. The Medrash says that when Moshe killed the Mitzri, it says, Vayifen kovacho vayarki en ish, vayachas ha-Mitzri. Look, kovacho, we all know from Rashi, he was looking to see if he had any children. Vayifen kovacho means he saw in Ruach HaKodesh that this Mitzri would not have any children who would be Megayer, and therefore he killed him. Okay, so the Mizrahi and the Maharash Yafeh all ask that since if someone's Chayav Misa, so then we don't look about whether their kids will do tshuva. In other words, let's say you have a Navi there, standing there. A guy kills someone in front of Edom, there's Hasra, the guy's Chayav Misa Bidei Adam. And then a Navi comes and tells you, hey, you know, this guy can have great tzedakah. We don't care. He's Chayav Misa, he's Chayav Misa. So what is if this guy was Chayav Misa, why did Moshe have to look kovacho to see if he's going to have any children who are Megayer? What's the difference? So the answer that the difference is Chayav Misa's based in. If someone's Chayav Misa's based in, you're right, it doesn't matter, the guy has to be killed. But when this Mitzri was Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, that's different. Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, then we do look at, or the Shamayim will look at, whoever it is will look at, things that will happen to him in the future, his children. If his children are not tzaddikim, then he won't be killed. But if someone is Chayav Misa B'dei Adam, then we don't look at what's going to happen in the future, even if we somehow know. Now that Mitzri, he was Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim because of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf and Chesem at Beis, that he quoted in the first Drush, that an Akram Sheikas Yisrael, a guy who hits a Yisrael, is Chayav Misa, that is Misa B'dei Shamayim. If you remember, this was his great proof, that the Jews had a din of status of Yidden, even Kodesh Matan Torah, because of this exact Gemara, that this guy was, this Mitzri was Chayav Misa because he hit a Yisrael. So you see, they had a din of Yisrael, even Kodesh Matan Torah. But anyway, it means Misa B'dei Shamayim, and not Misa B'dei Adam. Okay. And that's on the Rambam Paskins, that it means Misa B'dei Shamayim. But he has a question. It's kind of like a digression, but it's just an interesting question. If there really is an Isser for an Akum to hit a Yisrael, why is that not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? So, the truth is that there's, as we all know, many different mitzvos that are part of the Sheva mitzvos that aren't in the list. So, the Gemara asks some of them. The Gemara asks why a Shmira Shabbos. We said there's a Gemara that says, Gaisha Shabbos is Chayav Misa. So the Gemara asks, why did the Gemara there in Sanhedrin and Chesam Abayis asks, why is Gaisha Shavas not part of the Sheva Mitzvos? And the Gemara answers that the Sheva Mitzvos only include Sheva Taisa. Keeping Shabbos is Kumba Asay. But the Sheva Mitzvos only are things that you can't do, or Sheva Taisa. The Gemara also asks, if you hold a guy She'osik B'Torah's Chayav Misa, why is that not in the Sheva Mitzvos? And the Gemara answers, well, that's included in other mitzvahs. It's, if you hold Marasha Kehilas Yaakov, so then it's part of Gezel. Or if you learn it's Maorasa, then it's Kenara Maorasa. It's considered part of the other Sheva mitzvahs, Goish Osik Patara. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. But he wants to know why the Gemara didn't ask this one. Why doesn't it ask a Goish Hikas Yisrael, it's Chayav Misa? Why isn't that in the list of Sheva mitzvos, to not do that. Now, those other things, Chayav Misa over there by learning Torah or keeping Shabbos, doesn't mean they're Chayav Misa B'dei Adam, it means Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. And the Gemara just was saying it should have been included in the list of Yisurim, not Chayav Misa. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. That the Gemara is only asking that it should be in the list of Isurim. Okay, so he wants to say that that's the answer. The reason why the Gemara doesn't ask why hitting a Yid is part of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is because there's no Chiyuv Misa there too. There's a Chiyuv, like all those three, Chayav Misa, all the time means Misa B'nei Shemayim. So, by Shabbos and Limud HaTorah, the Gemara was discussing it because it's not pashut that those are usher at all. Why would you think there's anything wrong with a guy keeping Shabbos or a guy learning Torah? In fact, it's actually a Rashi in Yavamas that makes it sound like a guy is supposed to keep Shabbos. He's supposed to keep Shabbos. Part of Avodah Zarah. But anyway, so the guy's not supposed to keep Shabbos, so you wouldn't think there's anything wrong with that. And the same for learning Torah. So that's why the Gemara asks about that. It should be in the list of Sheva Mitzvahs so you know that it's wrong. But hitting a Jew, of course you know that's wrong. Of course, well, why would you think that's mutter, he says. That's court, that's pashut wrong. So if you want to tell me that the person's chayiv misa, actually misa bidei adam, then it belongs in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Because all the things in the Sheva Mitzvahs are chayiv misa bidei adam. But if it's not going to be chayiv misa bidei adam, just that it's usher, so then we only list things in the Sheva Mitzvahs that are not obviously usher. And at goy shehika Yisrael, why would you think that's mutter? It's obviously usher, he says. So that's why it didn't ask it, and the Gemara only asked things that you would think would be mutter, like learning Torah and keeping Shabbos. But anyway, that's kind of a digression. The main point is that we see from that Gemara that that someone who the Gemara and Chasam Beis and Sanhedrin, Goy Sheik Yisrael is Chayim Misa, but only Misa Bidei Shemayim, and that is why it says Ve'ifen Ko V'cho, that he had a check, that he had no one who would be Megayer later on, because if it's only Misa Bidei Shemayim, then you look to see in the future, if you can, to see if there's any people who will do tshuva, and if there is, then that person can be spared. And he says, if we know the famous story about the bears eating the kids, a lovely story, awesome in Yeshaya. So it says there, "Vayifen acharav, vayareim, vayekalalem b'shem Hashem." So it says, "May vayir." The Gemara in Sota, Adaf Menvavan Bay says, "May vayareim." Elisha, he said, he looked acharav and vayareim, and then he cursed them b'shem Hashem. What's vayareim? Rav Yochanan Amar Rosh lo haisa b'hem lachlucha shel mitzvah. The Gemara said, so that he saw that there was no lachluchas of mitzvah in these people. And the Gemara said, "Vas dilma bizarayu nahavi, havi? Maybe their kids would, do mitzvahs? Amr v'lasir lo bam v'lo bizarra matzov kaladari." He said, so in all the future that they would never have any, good kids come out of them. So he says, it's the same part, since they were chayim misa b'dei shamayim, and not actually chayim misa. So therefore, Elisha could not kill them unless he could check that there was nothing, no one in their future would ever do tshuva. Then he mentions that this concept is mentioned by the Chachmi Ashkenaz, except that they had a question for Gemara and Bava Kama. Gemara Bava Kama Dafla Meches, now we're getting back to the Moab story, which is how this drush started. It says, V'yomer Shelma Moshe, Al-Tatzer Es Moab, Al-Tisker Bam Milchama, don't fight with Moav. The Gemara asks, why would Moshe have tried to start a war with Moav's dam? Because Moshe made a kavachomer. So I was, the Torah told me to fight the Midyanim, and they only came to help Moav. Moavim atzmam lakolsh came, so certainly the Moavim actually, they were the ones starting all the trouble. So, certainly, we should go to war with them. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo kashol saldayt chal saldayti, I don't agree with you. Shtei predos tovos yeshli lehotzim hem rusim oviyem anam amonis. So, it's not like you thought Moshe Hashem says, rather, I need to get rus and nama out of them, so therefore, I don't, so don't mess with them. So, based upon what we said, this shouldn't be true. Meaning, we said that if someone is chayiv misa, now how are they chayiv misa? If the Midianim are chayiv misa because they were trying to kill the Jews, some more of them were also certainly trying to kill the Jews, and if someone's chayiv misa, there's a thing, someone's trying to kill you, you kill them. So they were certainly chayiv misa, the Moavim, they were certainly chayiv misa, and they're trying to kill the Jews. And that's a kal v'chomer that Moshe made. If Midian's chayiv misa, certainly Moav is going to be Chayiv Misa. So then why are we looking at the kids? That should be Chayiv Misa Bidei Adam. In which case, you're not supposed to look at the kids. So why is Hashem saying he's looking at the kids? The answer is that was exactly Moshe's point. Moshe thought not to look at the, he doesn't have to look at the future, because they're Chayiv Misa Bidei Adam. So that's why Hashem's telling you that this is, told Moshe this is an exception. I say Malchus Beis David is different. I need, whatever it is, Hashem wanted David to come from there. Therefore, that was an exception to the rule. It's the exception that proves the rule. In other words, you see from Moshe that that's not the way it usually goes, and Hashem said this is different. Now he brings up an interesting point here, that this kal v'chomer that the Gemara brings, that if mejanim rechayim misa, certainly the moavim rechayim misa, and I should attack them. What about the rule ein onshin min adin? We have a rule that you're not allowed to cause, not allowed to punish someone based on a kal v'chomer. So he suggests the parshas drachim that perhaps this Gemara holds, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who holds that you are onshin min adin on daf ayin dalet in Sanhedrin. It says that. He holds that. So maybe he holds like the Ma'al Tamer. Yes, Onshin Menadin. That's one possibility. He also says that perhaps, Akum is different than Yisrael. Maybe Bnei Noach are different than Yisrael than this. By Yisrael, perhaps is where we say in Onshin Menadin, you can't punish based on a Kal V'chomer. Everyone knows the famous one right by the sister, right? That's what Rashi brings. It says, your sister from your other mother, and your sister from your father, and your sister from both. That's what we learn. So, to teach you, cause ain't onshin min adin, just cause it's your sister from your, if you're chayiv misa for being with your sister, only from your mother and only from your father, certainly you're gonna be chayiv misa being with your sister sister from your mother and your father. Why is the pasuk has to teach you someone is your sister from your father and your mother to teach you ain onshin min adin? So the Parsha Drachim suggests perhaps that's only by Yisrael, but maybe by Bnei Noach we do say onshin min adin. That's a very fascinating concept. The notes here, they're being from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says in Ginnas Vradim in Klal Gimel that it depends. What's the pshat and why do we say ein onshin min adin? There's two possibilities. One is that we don't say ein onshin min adin. We don't kill people or punish them based on a Kal V'chomer because maybe you made it up. You made up your Kal V'chomer. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe someone will come later and say, what? There's a pircha on that Kal V'chomer. Then someone's dead. It's too late. So maybe that's one reason we don't say in Onshin Min Adin. Another possibility we don't say is Onshin Min Adin is because maybe the person deserves a more serious punishment. In other words, if you say someone's chayev, let's say, chenek, and you say if this guy's chayev chenek kolshkein, then the guy who did something worse is chayev chenek. Well, maybe the guy who did something worse deserves something worse than chenek. So that's another reason we might not say. In other words, if you don't get a kapara through the misa, then we shouldn't do the misa. That's the theory. And therefore, ein onshin min adin. If it's not enough of a kapara, because the person who did something even worse, if he's actually deserving of something, of a punishment worse than chenek, for example, so then we wouldn't give him that misa because it's not going to be a kapara for him. So those are two possibilities why we wouldn't say ein onshin min adin. So the Prima Gadim says it depends on which one is right. If the vart is ein onshin min adin because someone might come up with a pircha, so then that theory should apply to a ben noach too. If the vart is that someone might come up with a pircha, so maybe someone's going to come up with a pircha to your kal v'chomer, and the guy is not supposed to be killed. So if that's the yisod, so then ein onshin min adin should apply to a guy. But if the vart is that the guy is deserving a worse punishment, so then that's not true by a guy because ben noach gets exactly one punishment, saif, no matter what. So we know if he's chayav misa, that's it, saif. They only get saif for everything. So if the vart is he deserves a bigger punishment, there's no bigger punishment by a guy. But if the vart is because he may not be chayav at all, then that theory should apply to a guy. There is a also brought in the notes here, Achilles Yaakov, that not the stipler, the Achilles Yaakov from the Mariel Gazi. Brings that it's a Sifri. That sounds like that we don't say an onshin min adin by a guy. Anyway, all right, that's the discussion there. We'll just end almost Agav. He brings this Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes about someone who says a nevuah over that wasn't said to him, like Hananya ben Azar, that heard what Yirmiyah's nevuah was and added his own stuff. So he heard Hinanish that Yirmiyah was saying Ko Amar Hashem Hinanish Shover Keshes Elam, he's going to break Elam. So Hananya said a kind of similar Kal V'chomer to what we just said from Moshe. Elam was only coming to help Bavel, so certainly Hashem is going to destroy Bavel. So he went ahead and said, oh, Hashem is going to destroy Bavel. And that's an example of saying a nevuah that isn't yours. So then the Gemara says, that's not saying a nevuah that wasn't said, that was said to your friend. That wasn't said to anybody. Hananya made up his own stuff. And so Abaye responded back, well, since it's a Kal V'chomer, people allowed to be Darish Kal V'chomers, so it's as if it was said to Yirmiyah. So the Parshat Drachim just says doesn't mean that you can make a Kal V'chomer when you get a Nevuah, because obviously you can't, and obviously it wasn't true. Hashem wasn't going to go destroy Bavel. It means that the way Hananya was thinking, Hananya thought you could make Kal V'chomers. Okay, so if, with that kind of thinking, so then that would be called saying a Nevuah that isn't yours. But of course it's not true. You can't make a Kal V'chomer to a Nevuah, because Hashem has his own reasons why he does stuff and why he decides to be Ma'arich after this guy and not to that guy. Okay, he has some other kashas in that Gemara, but I think we'll hold it here.